Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What's going on, everyone? Joe to camera, John Johnson in today for Richie. It is, of course, 94 WIP. Great to be with you on this Thursday morning, off and rolling. Following a playoff win last night, Philadelphia Flyers game one victory against the Montreal Canadiens. That's right. Hit that dinger, bell, whatever it is. Because the Flyers got the job done last night. 1-0 in the series. Great look by them out of the gates. Phillies struggle. Phillies lose. Hoskins struggles. And they're now 6-9 on the season. That's
5-8.
5-8. Excuse me. 5-8. Didn't sound right when I said it. I was like, wait a minute. 6-9. Yes, 5-8 on the season. Not good. Sixers, we know they're going to face the Celtics in the first round of the playoffs to start in a couple days. And, of course, the Birds gearing up for camp and with the season, and Doug Peterson back with them at camp. A lot to do today. And we'll do it all with you on the phone lines at 215-592-9494. Again, John Johnson in for Rich today. What's up, John?
Joe, all these years, the first time we have ever worked together. I'm not sure what to expect.
It is an honor, John. It is. It is an honor. And I got to tell you, I enjoy when Richie's off on vacation.
Why is that?
Upgrade.
You guys have a great rapport.
No. What we call around here, an upgrade.
Well, no, it's not. No.
All right.
I'm just filling the stead of John Richie.
All right, we got a lot to do with 215-592-9494. I'll give you an upgrade. Comparative to past decades. Carter Hart in goal for the Philadelphia Flyers.
Beautiful.
My God. What a job by him last night and the Flyers. They get the win. Look, obviously, phone lines for you, 215-592-9494. What stood out to you and what you make of it? Look, Hart was awesome. Now, the second period, the team was not good. And by the way, they were really not good. I mean, they were really not good. Carter Hart saved them in the second period last night. He got barraged, and he hung in there. And of course, pretty much bailed him out in that second period. Farabee's goal was terrific in that period. Of course, the goal earlier in the first period from Voracek, the combination of that enough. Now, they survived, John, some late sort of mad scrambles, some post-hitting and all that in the third, but they get the win. It got a little scary in the second when you knew the game was tied, but that lasted less than a minute, and we all breathed.
Joe, it was the first time in a while I started to get adrenaline watching a game.
It was awesome.
Like, once you think you've seen them all, you've seen them all. But in the closing 5-6 minutes of that third period, No, it was great. You take them. It's the playoffs. A win is a win. Doesn't matter how ugly it might end up being.
Yeah, look, they get it done, and he was awesome. And he really, I believe, gives all of us hope that the Flyers can really do this year. When I say this, I mean the whole shebang. They can win the Cup. So, look, one down, 15 to go. I'm not talking about the series. I'm talking about the playoffs. They get the win last night.
That would be a long series.
That would be a long series. So, look, reaction, obviously, at 215-592-9494. And I'll say this, specifically Carter Hart, he's the truth. That dude's the truth. Joel Embiid, Ben Simmons, Carson Wentz, JT Realmuto, Bryce Harper, they all of them, take a backseat in Philadelphia sports to Carter Hart. He is number one. He is number one in Philadelphia sports. Spectacular job by him last night. And again, reaction with you at 215-592-9494. Hop aboard the phone lines. All right, then there's the Phillies. John, troubling. Reese Hoskins, again, bad. Now, he had two good games before that. Disastrous last night. The three for those that missed it, if you were maybe exclusively watching the Flyers or perhaps mostly watching the Flyers, Phils lose. Hoskins, I mean, John, three double plays. Hadn't happened with a Phils player in a decade. And just a real, real problem there.
It's very upset. It's beyond now where it's, well, he'll come out of it. When you're only playing 60 games and you're 13 games in And he has been he's batting under the Mendoza line. And he went 0-for-4, as you mentioned, grounded into the 3 double plays. You're getting really worried. Because you always assumed that he would be, he is one of your cornerstone pieces, homegrown.
Yep.
He's here for the long term. Now that he can't seem to shake this, and you see the frustration coming out, he's banging his batting helmet in the dugout. I mean, you're getting to the point now, you got to figure out, is it time to, should you give him some time off? Do you keep him in there? It is troubling to your point.
Look, obviously there's multiple players on this team struggling. He's one of them as a hitter. Now, he gets his walks and all that, but look, disappointing job by him last night. And let's be real. Out of the gate, 13 games in, now past the 20% mark of the season. Again, past the 20% mark of the season. Fair or unfair, right or wrong, it's what it is. You play 60 games. That's if they get to 60. We hope they do. They're through 13. They're struggling. 5-8 is a bad record. So, again, 215-592-9494. What stood out to you from the Phils last night? I'll tell you, John, what stood out to me from the Phils today.
Today?
The day is only 10 hours and 6 minutes old. In my world, it's really only about 2.5 hours old because I woke up about 2.5 hours ago. So I haven't even had a long day yet.
Okay.
But the thing that hits me out of the gate, they haven't even played a game yet today. And by the way, they play today at 4 right here on WIP. The thing that hits me out of the gate today about the Phillies, John, is my disappointment with Joe Girardi. And specifically stemming from certain aspects we've seen this year with the club on the field, but also really manifesting in some of his answers this morning with Angela. For those of you that missed the Joe Girardi, Phil Skipper on with Angelo this morning, about an hour ago. And in a ton of ways, Joe Girardi obviously can handle himself really well. He's an adult. He's extremely well-spoken. Seems like a great guy. And there's a certain degree of presence that certainly Joe Girardi can bring to an interview and did today, as he always will in those kind of interview settings. But I got to tell you, John, there's a few things, a couple games into the season, fans started expressing disappointment, and I would say frustration, a certain degree of aggravation with Girardi.
Mm-hmm.
And I was telling people, I'm going back a week and a half ago or so, earlier portions of this week, saying, now you're missing the thing here on Girardi, the thing to be most upset about, because you get a lot of conversations, and we'll get phone calls here saying, he's playing this player, or he's pitching this pitcher, and he should have pitched this guy instead of that guy, he should have played that guy instead of that guy, he should have batted this guy sixth instead of batting him eighth, and all that stuff, right? And certainly there's some stuff you can nitpick through the first couple weeks of the season. But the thing I said, and James, I said this about a week ago, that I was very clear about a week or so ago that my greatest disappointment with Girardi stemmed not from he's playing this guy instead of that guy. My greatest disappointment with Girardi, and I felt it manifested again today in the interview with Angelo, stemmed from him not taking command of the Philadelphia Phillies in the way that I wanted him to, in the way that I think we all wanted him to do. And what do I mean by command? I mean big boy, accomplished, World Series winning, forget manager, World Series winning leader to basically be in charge of the Philadelphia Phillies franchise. And I'm telling, and John, and I said this about a week ago, I'm talking think Belichick, think Pat Riley. Bill Belichick, it's his show.
Right.
Pat Riley, it's his show. Instead, we saw Francisco Liriano at the end of spring training, summer training, whatever you want to call it, summer camp, cut because of financial implications related to the luxury tax. Now, I need it, and I think we need it, Joe Girardi, to know that he needs to fight that battle with John Middleton and Matt Klintak and to be able to win that battle with John Middleton and Matt Klintak and not let a guy like Liriano go and then, therefore, you get this bullpen guy and that guy and that guy and that guy when your bullpen could have been not great but certainly a little bit better. And so I wondered a week ago, how much command does Girardi really have? Then we heard him today with Angelo. I want you to listen to this, and then be ready at 215-592-9494. Listen to what Joe Girardi said to Angelo this morning when asked about his relationship with Matt Klintak and his own, Joe Girardi's own role in the organization. Here's Girardi. I didn't like this answer. I don't think you will either. Listen to Girardi in his own words, what he had to say about his relationship with Klintak and his own role in the Phillies organization.
No, Matt and I talk about everything, but, it's Matt's job is putting the team together. And I have input, but he gets input from a lot of different places, as he should. You know, scouts and, you know, analytical people, special assistants, other coaches. And then my job is to manage that team. That's my job. So I'm never emphatic about, oh, you have to do this or you don't have to do that. That's not my job, and it's not in my job description.
Not my job description. See, John, here's the thing, man. I thought we were getting a big boy of sports.
Yeah.
I thought we were getting someone here in Philadelphia. Now, I'm curious where everyone's at 215-592-9494. I mean, he said it. He said, the direct quote is, I'm not emphatic about, oh, you have to do this or you don't have to do this. That's not in my job description. See, I thought we were getting a guy who knew coming in that he had the gravitas because of success, that he would be able to win those battles and that he would be willing to take on those battles. And yet instead we hear he's basically saying, I'm not what you thought I was. I'm not Belichick. I'm not Riley. Basically what I hear him saying is, I'm not a big boy. I'm not a big boy of the coaching, leadership kind of gravitas level of a guy that comes into an organization with far more success than Matt Klintak, who can, when necessary, say, hey, guys, I appreciate all your input. Okay, let me tell you from my experience what I know we need to do.
My biggest fear,
I was really disappointed
to
hear you already say that today.
My biggest fear, I think, might be coming to fruition. All the points you made are absolutely accurate. You bring in someone with that much cachet, that with that resume, he more or less should be running your organization. After all, the general manager has had a dunce cap on for quite some time now. But my biggest fear is, and what Girardi said may be hinting at it, is that John Middleton has made it very clear he's in charge. And your job title is your job title, but guess what? He's the managing partner. He's the owner. Therefore, don't step on his feet. He will tell you what is going to happen. Therefore, don't challenge him on how much money to spend on the given roster, on the bullpen.
Right.
You are the manager. I am the owner. In the end, I am in charge. And we have been asking for that forever for John Middleton to take over. Now he has. And that might not be necessarily a good thing.
Yeah, I mean, I just, and look, 215-592-9494 for everyone to weigh in on that. I mean, I was really disappointed to hear Girardi say today, and he ended it by saying, that's not in my job description. But, like, Joe, I need you to know that we need you to have more in your job description. Yeah, you're the manager. I get it. We all understand that. But I think there was, I thought, and maybe I had the wrong understanding, John. And I think most of us had the understanding that when Girardi walks through the door, there is a presence that is more impactful, not just in leading 25 guys or 28 guys or how many guys you have in the clubhouse, but kind of how the agenda is set
right
within the organization.
Yeah, yeah.
And what I hear from Girardi today is, that's not my job. Well, Joe, then you're not doing all that we – because let's remember, this is a Phillies team, and I'm curious again at 215-592-9494. You know, when you hear Girardi say that, how you react. Like, this is a team that an organization will say – that has not been in the playoffs since 2011. So the idea of, oh, no, like if Middleton and Klintak said, we got it. Well, like, no, you don't. No, you don't have it. And I thought Girardi was going to bring more. And when I hear him say, I'm never emphatic about, oh, you have to do this or you have to do that, that's not in my job description, that's weak.
It sounds like he is touting the company line.
It does.
It sounds like someone has said to him, listen, we know what your job is, and we'd like you to do what you are good at. I have a general manager who will handle roster decisions. I have a team president I can bounce ideas off of. You're certainly to welcome yours, but, you know, they have some level of gravity. But I'm the owner.
Yeah.
And you're going to follow what I want you to do. I signed you to a lucrative deal. You're going to be our manager, and that's the level of what I want you to be power-wise.
Yeah, look, 215-592-9494 for everyone to react. Obviously on the Flyers' victory last night and what you saw and what you make of it, but also this issue with the Phils struggling out of the gate and Joe Girardi. And when you hear Girardi say that, it's kind of take you back a little bit, because for me, I expected more. Now, maybe I was just wrong. Maybe I was wrong to think Girardi would have greater presence, have greater command. But quite candidly, I did expect him to have more. That's why he's a highly paid guy. That's, I thought, part of how the Phillies got him instead of him going to any of the other jobs in Major League Baseball he could have gone to. And let's be real, Joe Girardi pretty much could have had his pick of, you know, whatever team had an opening in Major League Baseball. And speaking of company line, John, I mean, he said, and we'll get to it up ahead, he had an answer about the bullpen and the bullpen's early struggles relating it to injuries that, to me, sounded very company line-ish. Because he started out of the gate, first two guys he mentions is Sir Anthony being injured and David Robertson being injured. It's like, yo, Joe, like the Phillies fan that pays attention 15% of the year knows Sir Anthony was going to be injured and David Robertson was going to be injured. So I don't want to hear that as an excuse for why you either don't have better guys out there or didn't spend more money on the bullpen. Everyone in the world knew that Sir Anthony and David Robertson weren't going to be ready. So don't give me that answer. Look, 215-592-9494. The extent to which, maybe as John's alluding to, you perceive, you know, John Middleton maybe handcuffing Girardi a bit, or Girardi just not laying it out there enough and just asserting himself enough, which is to me what it sounds like. 215-592-9494. What do you make of that answer from Joe Girardi? I thought we had a big – look, there's only one Bill Belichick in sports, but I thought we had a real big boy of sports ready to come in with a commanding presence to basically, you know, run things. And it doesn't seem like that's what we got. Joe DeCamera, John Johnson, where do you stand on that? The Flyers' victory last night. Sixers-Celtics, a lot to get into. We'll do it all with you today. Joe DeCamera, John Johnson for Richie on 94 WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.